So obviously, Shvi of Bereishis is very difficult to aliyah, in terms of the beginning of the parsha being so hopeful. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz, and the conclusion, va'yisatzev alibo ki nichamti ki asisim. And the question is, what mediates this? So we talked a little bit earlier in the week about the beauty of Adam, expressing the idea, Zosapa metze me'atzamay uvisar mi'bisari, v'zosi kareisha, ki me'ishu kachazos, alkenya azovishas aviv esivo v'davak b'ishto, v'hayu levasar echad. Right, the idea of v'davak b'ishto, the Ramban that we spoke about, of dveikos, going beyond what's possible in the realm of behema v'chaya, of loyalty and fealty and fidelity between husband and wife, and that was chinked away at, as we spoke about, Vayikach lo lemach shtei nashim. He as an individual who did that and degraded both of them, both Ada and Sila, by trying to bifurcate between procreation on the one hand and marital union on the other. It's really degrading to both of them, Sila for obvious reasons, but also Ada, who recognizes that she's the snua. And then it becomes, in Shvi of Bereishis, a universal phenomenon. Vayiru b'nei ha'lohim es b'nos ha'adam ki tavos heina vayukchu lehem nashim mikol asher b'charu. One perspective in the Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra and the Chizkundi say, okay, so maybe it wasn't such a bad thing. Maybe it's kind of like eugenics or something, that these very insightful individuals took women who we would use the term genetically today, were appropriate for them, so that they should have children that were giborim, from the genetically cultivated group of people, which raises its own fascinating ethical questions. But the Derech HaMelech here, is quoted by Rashi and amplified by the Radak, Vayikchu lehem nashim mikol asher bacharu, that these were individuals who were powerful. Targum Wilkos says, B'nei Rav Ravaya, the B'nei HaShoftim, and they did whatever they pleased, and the B'nos HaAdam were, sort of average people who, didn't have the capacity to withstand power and the aggression of the B'nei HaElohim, the B'nei Rav Ravaya, the B'nei Sarim, the B'nei HaDayanim, and Mikol Asher Bacharu, Afilu B'ulas Baal, right? And, this represents a betrayal of everything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu thought, was good in this world. Lo tov heyos adam levado, eselo ezo kenegdo. And now, the one persona of Lamach has become, multiplied so many times over, and it caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to regret creation entirely. And I think we could talk about this from two standpoints. Obviously, there's the arayos hashchasa dimension. But there's equally, what's referred to at the beginning of Parashas Noach and developed in the Gemara and HaChelek, the Chamas dimension, and this is really both at once, right? The Chamas, the Gzela, simply taking something that isn't yours because you have the capacity to do so. So here you have a kind of a synthesis of the two Chatayim that typify the Dor HaMabul, Chamas and Arayos. So Vayikchu lahem nashim bechozek, beoshek, mikol asher bacharo, right, then coming in and destroying the family life of another person, and trampling on that person in the most heinous way that one could ever imagine. And in that regard, right, that was something that caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to question the very foundations of creation itself. It's reminiscent of the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosh Dvarim Olam Kayam, Al Adeno, Al Emes, Al Shalom, Shenemar Emes, Mishpat Shalom, Shiftu B'Sharechem, that without din, there is no possibility for the world to exist. And here you have the B'nei Ho Elohim, right, the people who should be the ones who are ensuring justice in society, using their positions for corrupt purposes. Well, that is an untenable situation. And of course, it caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reflect, Lo yidon ruchi ba'adam le'olam bishagam hu vasar, the great dream of v'hayu levasar echad that we talked about, right, of, dveikus between ish v'ishto, when you're dealing with a world that's dominated by these b'nei ha'lohim, Lo yidon ruchi ba'adam le'olam bishagam hu vasar, the idea of man behaving in a degraded way instead of an elevated way, and doesn't have the the Tzelem Elokim dimension, which should have been so characteristic of him. Instead, he behaves as just plain flesh in an animalistic way. And that's what, exactly how the Ramban interprets the Pasuk. Instead of Hayu Levasar Echad, a deep, profound existential bond, the world had deteriorated. V'nachon b'enai ki yomer lo yamod ruchi ba'adam la'olam b'avor shagam ha'adam u'vasar. K'chol basar ha'romeis al ha'aretz ba'ofa v'behema v'chaya. V'eno ro'i li'os ruach ha'lokim b'kirbo. V'einin lomar ki ha'lokim asar sa'adam yashar li'oso kem ha'lachei ha'shareis b'nefesh anaslan bo. We should have been exalted and elevated like the malachei ha'shareis v'ein nimshach achare ha'basar. U'v'taivas ha'gufaniyos nimshal ka behemos nidmu. God still held out help for, that there could be some reversal, but man had deteriorated to conduct himself as basar and not in concert with the Tzelem Elokim, and all of that is characterized by this dual sin of chamas and arayos all at once, by yikchu lahem nashim mikol asher b'acharu v'afilu Be'ulas Ba'al.